Welcome back. It's your boy Nico, aka Neek Live Traditional. I'd like to welcome you back. Thank you for joining. Once again, there is no premise. We're just living life here. We're just moving on as we can. Today, I'd like to touch in on a topic that has been on my mind for some time. And the topic is validity. And why do we have to wait till somebody else makes something quote unquote valid for us to think it's cool? Why go down that road? Why be someone else when you can just be yourself? And if you really listen to celebrities and quote unquote trendsetters, they all tell you just to be yourself and coolness will find you. There's so many people in the world, man. Like, why hop on somebody else's shit when you can just be creative in your own merit? You know, I don't understand why we live our lives and we say at present time, this is corny, that is corny, that's whack, this is whack. But the right person does it. And you guys just hop on the wave and you disregard your last statement. Like, for example, this vintage Gucci look is very popular right now. This 1975 plaid floral prints, these tiger embroideries. I grew up in areas in which you came outside with the wrong thing on and you got roasted. Now, I've been doing my own thing for years, and no amount of roasting is going to stop me from achieving my fly. But I just don't understand these thugs, these street individuals who called you all these names for your style. And 4 or 5 years later, you see the same individuals wearing embroidered jackets with roses on them. Embroidered jackets with flowers and bees and tigers, and they deem these items the coolest ever. I don't understand this. You know, 2 years ago, you guys were saying that was gay, that was whack, that was corny. But now you see a Fabulous or a Migos rocking a denim jacket with a shearling neck with two embroidered bees on it, and you think it's the coolest thing ever. You see a ASAP Rocky head to toe in a hot pink bubble goose outfit, or a safety orange bubble goose outfit, and you deem these things the flyest thing ever. Or if a brand does it, you know, half of these guys would not wear Givenchy, would not wear Balenciaga. In fact, you call all these people faggots and gays. But you wear this stuff because the right person wore it. I don't understand that. I don't feel like that's the way to go. I feel like we should be doing things on our own merit. I've been into specific styles for years now, and I've always stayed consistent. You can always go back and say, oh, Neek La Tradish has always been traditional. He's always been on an old school swag. That's me, though. You know, whatever your swag is your swag. You know, I don't expect you to hop on my wave because I deem something valid. You know, you deem what you deem valid, and I'll do the same for my own. You know, don't wait for a Kanye West to wear a holy vintage t-shirt, and now we're selling rap t-shirts for $700 on eBay when I've been picking these things at thrift shops for 50 cents a piece for the last 10 years. And this is no hate on anybody and their business. You know, make your money, but at the same time, the buyers and the people, beware that, you know, you're spending hundreds of dollars on these items, and you know what, in 3 weeks, in 3 months, they're going to wear something else, and you're going to be stuck with all this stuff that you deemed cool, that you deemed valid, and now it's sitting in your closet collecting dust, or you're selling it for a lesser amount. That's your own fault. And this is Neek La Traditional Validity. Catch me on the gram, you heard? Tradition_La. Love y'all. Peace.